This is the Balanced Artist Podcast, where we help the purpose-driven creator's journey suck a little less and thrive a little more. Hosted by award-winning musician, TEDx speaker, and comedian Rory Gardner.
Who?
We chat with experts who help level up your creative career by reframing your lifestyle as a balanced artist.
Have you heard the term incubation? When I looked it up online, the first example they gave was the incubation of eggs. Like, it's basically the time before they hatch. You cannot crack eggs early. All right, the chicken's not ready yet. Have you ever seen a premature bird pop out of its egg? Neither have I, but I'm pretty sure that's where the story The Ugly Duckling came from. The thought here is that you shouldn't rush things and aren't ready to be exposed. We all want to cross things off our list and move on to the next project, but sometimes letting the idea simmer for a little longer can benefit the overall quality of the outcome. I hear comics talk about this a lot when they record their Netflix specials. Like, sometimes the taping happens because the network is on a deadline, but then the comedian continues to tour these jokes for a few more months, you know, before the special is released. And by the end of the tour, the jokes are so much stronger and they regret not holding on to them a little longer for the duration of the incubation period. Incubation, like, it's not to be mistaken with procrastination. If you have tight deadlines and incubating your idea, it might be difficult, but there's nothing wrong with, you know, starting the project early than intentionally delivering it the day before the deadline. It gives you the maximum amount of time to make the changes, enhancements, and upgrades, and your point of view may change, or like some new brilliant idea could come and you'll regret not having added it before you delivered it. So once you've started the project, it's now in your world and it's constantly evolving and it's the back of your subconscious and the ideas are incubating while you sleep and they're simmering while you eat breakfast and they're working away while you're working out. Have you ever spoke too soon in a heated debate? Or has anyone ever said something offensive to you and in the moment you were at a loss for words, but then on the car ride home you came up with like 1,000 things you wish you could have said in the moment? Imagine you could just freeze time, think about a fabulous response, and then unfreeze and unleash an epic roast on this a-hole. The same is true for creative work. In most cases, you don't need an immediate response, so use all the time that's available to you to ensure that you're tapped out of brilliant ideas. How do you know when it's truly finished? Like, nothing is truly ever finished, I guess, but if you let if you take the time to get it to where it needs to be, a natural resolve occurs. And there's obviously situations where you can overdo it. Like, without deadlines, you can work forever on something. And the expression, there's an expression or a proverb or a bumper sticker, I forget. It's like, you know, sometimes all a piece of art needs to be completed is just to sign your name at the bottom, which is true. I mean, I get that and I get where they're coming from. But just do your best to find a balance and work within the timelines and deliver a fully incubated product. This episode is just a friendly creative service reminder that you should hold on to your ideas and make sure you release it to the world when the egg is ready to hatch and not a minute sooner. You don't want your beautiful work to be considered the ugly duckling.
That's all we've got for this episode of the podcast. We have new shows every week, so remember to hit subscribe and share this episode with anyone you think could benefit from becoming a balanced artist.